This is FBG Jen
and FBG Kristen.
And I'm FBG Margot, host and producer. You're listening to the podcast that will help you keep a lid on the junk in the trunk and inspire you to live a happy and confident life.
Each episode, we chat with motivational experts and celebs and share our own candid adventures in being healthy.
If you're looking for a podcast that's equal parts hilarious and enlightening, well, then welcome to the Fit Bottoms Girls podcast.
Welcome back to the Fit Bottom Girls podcast. Today is episode one of season two. We are very excited. 2017, new year, new season. Our first guest is a superstar, Jillian Michaels. But before that, we're even more excited because we have our first sponsor. Yay! Harmless Harvest. Jen, why don't you tell everybody what Harmless Harvest is all about?
Okay, Harmless Harvest is organic coconut water, and it is done in, they're very like eco-friendly. So they're organic, they're sustainable, and they're Fair for Life, Fair Trade certified. And I think like above that, so they're made in a really like awesome earth-friendly way, but they're also, it's also just really delicious. I know the color of it changes a little bit. Sometimes it can be kind of pink or what they like to call rosé, which I love. I'm like, oh my God, my coconut water is now
color.
Like, I can put it in a wine glass.
Yeah, we are your target demo right there. I mean,
yeah, exactly. So we're really excited to have them as a sponsor. Definitely everyone should check them out if you want to learn more about the company, harmlessharvest.com. They've got so much information on how it's made and how it's awesome for you. And I know that it's like been, especially this time of year when it's really, really cold, and it, sometimes it's harder to drink a smoothie because the smoothie's cold and you're like, oh, I don't want to be cold. But adding that coconut water in for me has made kind of like this tropical twist on my smoothie, which tastes really good in January. So I'm wondering, what are some of your favorite smoothie ingredients besides Harmless Harvest, obviously?
Well, they sent a brochure to us about their company, which is, by the way, a fantastic company. Like you said, very eco-friendly. I love their ethos, the way they treat the communities that they harvest from. But they have this cute thing called a pumpkin pie smoothie that I am going to try this weekend. And you use pumpkin puree, almond milk, coconut water, of course, and a banana. And I cannot wait to try this out because that sounds crazy delicious.
What about you, Kristen?
Well, I'm a huge, huge, huge fan of including fresh ginger root. Like, and I've got a really, you know, crazy good high speed blender because I sometimes sort of live on smoothies. So I just chop a hunk off and throw it in there, and it makes everything like a little bit spicy. I know it's good for, you know, reducing inflammation and all that.
Yeah.
And it's so good. Like, you know, you're talking about the whole tropical thing. It just, it gives it this really like fresh,
like zingy.
Zingy. That is what I would call it.
Zingy.
So I need to do that with like, yeah, like that with, so I mean, go try this like today is throw like an inch of how, depending on how spicy you like it, how zingy you like it, like an inch of ginger root and handful of frozen pineapple and half an avocado. And y'all, you are just going to be loving me by the time you finish that. Like,
do you peel your ginger root or do you just put the whole thing in?
I just put the whole thing in.
Yeah.
But like if you have a blender that maybe isn't like hella powerful, then you might want to peel it and chop it up a bit. And honestly, like I wouldn't even bother with powdered ginger. Like that doesn't even do anything for me. It's, I don't know. Maybe I just, I'm a junkie now and need my fix of like fresh. Ginger, but oh, it's so good. And then, I mean, really, it complements the coconut water really well. So I just figured out what I'm having for lunch today is what just happened.
Yeah, seriously. I feel like I need to have pumpkin pie and.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just like maybe just chew on ginger.
The ginger is also good with the pumpkin, FYI.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Trust me.
I love a good, like, spicy pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we didn't actually talk to Jillian about her favorite smoothie ingredients, but maybe we should have.
Well, should have.
So that's an interesting segue. So this interview today, obviously, it's with Jillian Michaels, a big superstar. You guys said, Margo, see if you can get her. I got her. I was very proud of myself.
Incredible. Yeah, incredible. We're like, who do I want on the show? We're like, Bob Harper, Jillian Michaels, and both have happened now.
Yeah, we made it happen.
Yeah, Oprah next?
Yeah. Put that out there? Don't set the bar too high for me. So what was funny is that Jillian was on her book tour. So she has a new book out called Yeah, Baby. You know, it's a healthy living manual for women who wish to get pregnant or are pregnant. And she did a ton of research on this. And we got her basically for 15 minutes at her hotel room, like in between something or other. So it's a little rushed at times, but that it's just, I think that adds to the energy. And I just want to say there's at some point where Jillian says doing stuff a little shittier sometimes when you're really busy and you have kids and stuff like that. And it was a very funny moment. And just so you guys know, like at one point, Jen, your daughter was in the back seat.
Oh yeah. She was like speaking to me like, oh yeah, we're doing things shittier today. Like this is not ideal. Yeah. Cause I had to go, like, I think the interview got pushed back by like just 5 or 10 minutes.
Yep.
And that was like as much. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't risk it. I don't want to be late to pick one up from her daycare, so I'm just gonna do this in the car. So
she makes a very startling appearance at one point, but that's all it is.
Yeah.
It's just Gwen just like letting you know, poking her head in there saying, hey, me too, I want to be on the podcast.
They're photo bombs. The next generation.
Yeah, they're photo bombs, so they're like podcast bombs. So that was Gwen's podcast bomb. But I did love her. I did love her do stuff shittier.
Yeah.
Like, and just lower your expectations. I thought that was a really like good message. And I think it can apply to not just parenting or work, but like, I mean, your entire life. Like,
yeah.
If you're killing yourself, you know, during a certain time of year to fit everything in, like, maybe you just need to be a little bit more realistic with your expectations. Like, we can't always do it all the time, you know?
Right, right.
So, I like that.
Oh, that's so hard to hear though. I mean, I agree with it, but oh, I'm like cringing thinking about it. It's really hard for me.
Cause you're just like, and it is, because you're always like, well, I want to do my best.
Right.
I want to do my best.
But I want to be the best at all the things.
Right. But if going for my best allows me to not feel good, then yeah. It's a fine line.
Yeah.
And I do embrace it. Like I just wanted to acknowledge that, like, if people are hearing that and they're thinking, oof, that's
hard
rubs
for me.
Up against something, like,
yeah,
that's okay. Like, sit with it a little. Cause that's a hard one for me to hear. And it's one of the things that I know I need to do. Cause there are days when, you know, and this is me with, you know, with no kids and I work from home, you know,
right.
I've got it good. And then I still find myself at like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night thinking, oh my gosh, I still have 16 more things that I need to accomplish.
Right.
And I really like to be in bed by 10, you know?
Right. And that's where so much really, I think perception also comes into play, because it's like, where is that pressure coming from? Is it coming from you, or is it coming
oh,
from
yeah.
what things you have to do? Or, you know, I like so often I don't take the time to like check something off my to-do list, even if it's a huge to-do, and be like, dude, I did that. That
right,
was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, on to the freaking next thing, you know? So it's like you have to stop and celebrate. Anyway, I feel like we've gotten really often into some cool areas.
Yeah.
Let's have Jillian back. I would like to continue to talk to her about that.
Yeah, we gotta catch her again sometime.
She's obviously a striver. I mean, she does.
Yeah.
I mean, she's constantly doing things, and she, you know, she has two kids and she's married and they have like all these animals and always doing different business projects and work projects.
And all this happened to her at once, by the way. Like, she kind of like had two kids and was married within a year, like in a year and a half. Because
yeah.
she had the son, and then she adopted the daughter right around the same time. And then she went back to The Biggest Loser, and then she left, and she's got all, like you said, all kinds of projects going on, and that's why we asked her, like, you know, how do you get it all done? She goes, you know, you do it, but you do it a little bit shittier. You guys will hear it in the interview today, and you'll get a crack up, because it's a really good message, especially for people who have, you know, children and, you know, those kind of responsibilities on your shoulders. I mean, it's a big deal. Right.
Yeah, totally.
You know, give yourself a break if you're not, if you don't just do something perfectly, is what we're trying to say.
I found so much of her interview too to be so refreshing, in that I think that sometimes you hear a lot of like women be like, oh, you know, it's so hard to like bounce back from pregnancy, or pregnancy is so
right.
hard on your body. And it is. I mean, those things are true, but she makes a point, and I think everyone listening should really like hone into this, especially if you're a mom, or you want to be a mom, or you're going to be a mom, that
it's also like pregnancy and having kids also does like amazing things for your body. And I think if you stop to kind of focus on that a little bit more, then you can kind of tap into a more grateful place instead of being like, oh dude, I had a kid and my body went to shit. You know, like I'm personally in the best shape of my life and my daughter's too. And I think that having Gwen and actually giving birth to her in a lot of ways built confidence, more confidence in my body and my abilities, because I realized I had a whole different pain threshold than I thought. And workouts compared to childbirth are nothing.
That's something I could tell my students, you know, the ones that are pregnant and they're terrified.
Yeah. Like, you're okay. And then you'll realize you can do anything. And maybe, you know, you guys, that's a reason to have kids, right? So you can improve your workouts in the gym.
Maybe not the best reason, but sure, it's a reason.
So, I love that part. I love that part of the interview.
I love that too. I'm glad you brought that up. And like, I just wanted to ask you guys, like, how do you experience Jillian in your life? I know, Kristen, you're not a big reality show person, but you like her DVDs, no?
I do, yeah. I think the first one I did was probably 30 Day Shred, which may or may not be like her most well-known one. But yeah, like, she kicked my ass.
Yep.
And, you know, I like that. Because I am a sick, sick individual. So yeah, so I loved that. I loved her. I loved, you know, I really like the way that she, okay, so I don't love being yelled at.
Right.
And I don't like being like insulted or like scared or pressured into things, but she walks a fine line to me, you know, between like, you know, pushing you pretty darn hard. But you just feel like she's doing it because she has confidence that you can do it, not because she's trying to like beat it into you.
Right.
And that's really effective for me. So I'm a big fan of her workouts. Big, big fan.
Me too. And some of them are only 30 minutes long, but like you said, they kick your butt. Like she gets a lot done in that compact amount of time. And if you haven't tried her workouts, definitely try them. And we'll include a link in the show notes for her, the online channels too, where you can try out her workouts.
So yeah.
She's pretty great.
Yeah, because they're kind of everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. There's so many. I feel like my collection of workout DVDs is pretty much just Bob Jillian and some yoga.
Yeah. Like Ronnie Yee.
Yeah. Ronnie
Yee.
Yeah. Ronnie Yee. Yeah.
And Shiva Ray.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
We try to get them.
Oh yeah. I mean, if we start going down the list,
we're like, wait a minute. Maybe my collection's a little larger than I was saying. Oops. Caught me.
So Jen, you do watch, oh, you used to watch The Biggest Loser, correct?
Yeah.
So what are your Jillian moments?
Like religiously, you know, I don't think I have like any particular one moment where I'm like, that's it. I have always found Jillian's approach to be really interesting as like a health coach and someone who tries to motivate people. Because I mean, there are a lot of people that like love worship Jillian, and there are a lot of people that don't like her, that don't like her approach and do think it's too tough. And I can see both sides of that. I think that I've always really appreciated how deep she goes with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes maybe Biggest Loser didn't do the best job of always, or at least the coverage of it, of like showing how deep she went with individuals and how much she really cared for them.
Yeah.
And I mean, she has more of like almost like a psychology background. And so I think like she does use different things to kind of like break people down and to kind of like shock them out of their current thought patterns of they're
right.
not good enough, the victim, you know, guilt or like anything like that to help them have a breakthrough. I think there are other ways to help people have a breakthrough, but I think that if you look at the majority of people that she's actually worked with, they're like, yeah, you know, that got me there. But I do like her, especially even after talking to her too, I like her more tender moments.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she can be like really, I mean, you can see her be like authentic and vulnerable. And even I asked her a question about parenting, and even how she responded almost made me feel like I was just like, oh my gosh, that must be what it's like for Jillian to coach you. Because I asked a question about, I think like how parenting like really deeply fundamentally changes you or like makes you a bit different. And she said something like, she commiserated with me in like that moment. And I like almost like tear up because I was just like, oh, she understands. So I think the coolest thing about Jillian and my favorite moments on the show are just her really connecting with people. And like when you can see they have that understanding and then all of a sudden they see life in an entirely new way and they see themselves in an entirely new way. And because of that, they're able to break out of unhealthy behaviors, learn to love themselves, and therefore learn to take care of themselves.
It's funny when I said that, I told a couple of guy friends of mine that are podcasters, I told them about our show, and they of course knew who, you know, Tony Horton was and Bob Harker, and then I brought up Julia Michaels, and they both went, oh my God, she scares me. Was she mean? Was she scary? I'm like, no, she was, she's intense. You know, she's not a mellow person, if that's what you're looking for in a human being. Yeah,
Fact. I mean, she is tough. Like, she's gonna speak her mind, she's gonna speak up for herself, and, I mean, she's her. All the time.
Yeah, that's what I appreciate about her. This is the interview, but before we go, I just want to say thanks again to Harmless Harvest for sponsoring this episode, and be sure to pick up their new 32-ounce bottles. Woohoo! They're great for smoothies, for any kind of recipes you got going on, or if you're just a coconut water junkie like Jen, Kristen, and I, we definitely recommend Harmless Harvest. Their coconut water is delicious. So, guys, let's just go into the interview. Welcome back to the Fit Bottom Girls podcast. Today's special guest is Julian Michaels. Yay! Who's Julian Michaels? Well, she is one of the foremost fitness experts in the world and a renowned life coach with several hit TV shows to her credit, plus a series of top-selling fitness DVDs and her own exercise streaming platform, FitFusion.com. She's the author of 8 New York Times best-selling books, is constantly busy with live speaking engagements, hosts an award-winning podcast, and will soon release her own iPhone app. She also has several social media channels along with her personal website, JillianMichaels.com. Jillian's company, Empowered Media, has become a monumental wellness empire dedicated to providing people with accessible and affordable solutions for all their wellness needs, from fitness video gaming to athletic apparel and healthy foods. She's here today to talk about her new book from Rodale. Yeah, baby. We are so pumped to have her on the show today. Welcome to the Fit Bottom Girls podcast, Julian Michaels.
Hi, guys. How are you?
So, Julian, today you're going to have myself on the call, Margot, and we also have Jen and Kristen, and we're all going to ask you questions. And, Jen, why don't you lead with the first question?
Happy to. Okay, Julian, I know when I became a parent, like, a lot of things changed, and in some ways I felt like I was a completely different person because I certainly had this, like, very drastically different life with caring for a new little person. But I also felt like I was also very much more myself. Because in so many more ways, I was like so kind of raw and vulnerable, exposed, and, you know, kids just like have a way of like poking holes into any holes you have in your psyche. So I was wondering, how has parenting changed you?
Wow. You know, this is a recent realization, but I think kids, there's a great line from, As Good As It Gets, right? Where Jack Nicholson looks at, cannot even remember the actress. I'm ashamed of myself, but he looks at the leading actress and he says, you know, you make me want to be a better man. And I think that's what kids do to us. You know, you definitely are confronted with your shortcomings. There is no doubt.
Yeah.
And I find children to be like a mirror. You know, you see some of the great qualities and you see some of the less than great qualities, but you're forced for their sake to evolve and be vulnerable and take a hard look in the mirror and apologize and grow. And so I think that my kids in particular have forced me to sort of slow down and reprioritize my life and appreciate that I'm not going to get to the end of my life and wish I had spent another day at the office. You know, it's the relationships that we have that matter more than anything else. And so it's just a complete shift of the things in your life that matter once you have kids.
Totally. Yeah. Now, Jillian, in Yeah, Baby, which I don't think you can say the title of the book without putting some inflection on it, right? It's got to be like, Yeah,
no,
Baby.
No, it's real cute. Everybody's like, but then they automatically sound enthusiastic about it. So you win from go.
Seriously. Nicely done there. So in Yeah, Baby, you discuss some of the most common toxins we're all exposed to and, you know, especially, you know, pregnant moms, but this goes for all of us. Yeah. So could you maybe share a couple of those with us today?
Of course. You know, look, this book, I never had any plans on writing this book. And when Heidi began trying to get pregnant, I was shocked and dismayed at all of the either misinformation or the corrupted information due to the influence of big food and big pharma and big business in general, right? Because a lot of these very big mainstream sources of information, be they magazines or websites, have those advertisers, which is fine, as long as you're not telling a pregnant woman it's okay to eat chlorinated sugar, which it's not. So, you know, for me, and it is a bit daunting, right, to make some of these changes in your life, but the answer is, once you make the changes, they remain changed. And it's going to be good for you and good for your family for the rest of your lives together. So that's kind of a great point you make, that the changes you should make when pregnant should be the changes we all make even now when we're not pregnant. So first thing is just fake food. You've got to be so mindful of the fake food, and the fake fats are still not fully out of our food supply yet. You don't want to eat the hydrogenated fats, the fake colors, the fake sweeteners, the fake flavors, all of the preservatives and bisphenol A, all the plastics, the BHT, all of those dangerous plastics that we keep our food in, you want to avoid. And if you can, with your milk or any dairy product and your meat, beef in particular, you really want to try to go organic. And you don't need as much meat as we consume. You just don't need to eat that much meat. So eat less meat and go organic and clean with your meat when you can. If you can, choose thick-skinned fruits and vegetables because they require less pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. And if you have the money, go organic then with whatever you can. But when it comes to thin-skinned fruits and vegetables, if you can't go organic, then choose thick-skinned versions. So an orange instead of an apple, a mango instead of a peach, and so on. And then when it comes to your beauty products, go clean. I use coconut oil as a moisturizer. You don't need to spend $50 on a cream that has phthalates and paraben and all that junk in it, because your skin is also transdermal. So what you put on your body goes in your body as well. And it's just common sense. That's my answer, common sense. You already know what's bad for you. Avoid it as often as you can.
Okay, so Jillian, one of my favorite scenes from The Biggest Loser, when you first came back to the show after having your babies, is you immediately hugged host Allison Sweeney, and you just told her, I just have so much respect for you now. Like, you just totally understood what she went through before. Did having an instant family change your workout routine, and did it also change how you motivate your clients?
It didn't change how I motivate people. However, it definitely changed the rhetoric. And what I mean is, you can't put yourself first when you're a mom, because your kids can't, you know, they can't put themselves first. That's your job. You have to prioritize their well-being. But it doesn't mean that it has to be all or nothing. And in fact, the healthier you are, the happier you are, you're better able to support your kids, and you're setting a really good example for them. But I must admit that the days of the 45-minute spin class and the 75-minute yoga class are long gone, because by the time I drive to the gym, take the class, drive back home, you know, you've lost 2 hours and change, and I don't have time for that. You know, I might take one class on a Saturday, but that doesn't mean that I can't pop in, you know, or do follow-along workouts. We have a thing called Fit Fusion, and it has over 300 workouts, and with myself, Tara Styles, Ms. Goliath, The Tone of Girls, Cassie Ho, Joshima, you name it. And there are a million things you can do in your living room where you can get a great workout, even if it's only a half an hour, for four times a week, and then you watch what you eat. So Maria Shriver once said, you can do it all, but not at the same time. Mm-hmm. I say you can do it all, just a little bit shittier. And that's got to be okay. No, that's reality.
So it's okay. You just, sometimes you can just do things a little shittier. It's all right.
I like that meme already.
Everything in all areas.
No, it's like, I got a 20-minute workout in the living room. It wasn't, you know, the bang up 45-minute crazy spin class, but it is what it is. It's like, you showed up. And if you show up in life, it will make a difference. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Totally. I did notice that on the cover of Yeah Baby, which is personally how I like to pronounce it, that your toenails are maybe like an FBG blue. Is that a coincidence?
You know, I cannot remember. During summer, I was going through like a thing where I liked that color. And it's entirely possible that you were like, oh, that's great. That works perfectly. So it's definitely positive. We wanted to go with the whole blue and pink theme for obvious reasons.
Very cute, very cute. My legitimate question, though, is about the book. I've read, I think, almost all of your books. I'm always impressed by how much research you have in there and how much you do consult. Like with this, you know, book, you consulted with a lot of other experts as well, you know, and you're clearly an expert, duh.
Of course.
But what was the one thing, you know, as you were getting into the research and you worked with the other experts on this book, what was the one thing that really kind of shocked you that you found?
Okay, look. I've been doing what I've been doing for a really long time. So, you know, when you tell me things like, oh, you know, phthalates and parabens are endocrine disruptors and they cause birth defects and that low sperm count in boys, like, that's not going to shock me. It might shock another woman to say, hey, if you use that perfume while you're pregnant, you run all these risks, and she might go, oh my God. But for me, that's, you know, that's not shocking. I'm aware that it's toxic when you're not pregnant. So the ramifications when you are, you're going to know, are exponentially worse from go. But with that said, the things that I found really surprising were the really positive and amazing things that pregnancy can do for mommy. And I think there were a lot of misconceptions out there that's like, oh, I'm going to get out of shape, or, oh my God, it's going to, you know, my core, I'm going to lose core strength. And the truth of the matter, what we're starting to find in all the current research is that pregnancy is quite literally a magical time for baby and mommy, and it can be a veritable fountain of youth because the baby is lending the mom embryonic stem cells, which can rejuvenate your liver. I mean, like, if you have a damaged liver, they found that it was able to rejuvenate a woman's liver. We're seeing female athletes who train during pregnancy and who ate well come back from pregnancy more fit than they've been in their entire life. They're winning gold medals. They're getting higher times at marathons. Like, it's quite incredible how restorative pregnancy can be when you are managing it with good, clean habits, if you will.
Man, just give me a minute while I, like, pick my jaw off the floor on that. Like, you know, that's information that I think we really don't have out there. So that is fantastic.
I've never heard it before, and I know that there is a lot of fear about women going, oh, you know, I'm going to get out of shape, or I'm going to gain weight, or I'm going to have stretch marks, and, you know, the reality is that you can bounce back from this even better than ever. And not only that, another thing that was really surprising to me was how much influence, because, you know, okay, if I drink, and I do this, and I do that, and oh, I eat the fake foods, and it can have very negative impact on my baby. But conversely, if you eat the right things and you train safely and consistently, you can impact everything from your child's IQ, their long-term earning potential, their cardiovascular conditioning, their body mass index. It's insane. It's just really surprising at how, and I truly do think of it as magical, that time can be for both the baby and the mommy. And you know, we know a lot of the scary stuff, and it's out there, and you do need to know so you can be preventative. But I just wonder how much we talk about the amazing stuff, all of the incredible possibilities. And that's what I found really inspiring while writing the book.
I can see why, for sure. Now, Jillian, we know you're super busy, and we only have a couple more minutes with you. So we want to ask you the one question that we ask everybody at the end of our podcast, and that is, what is the last song you listened to before you joined us for this interview?
Wow. Okay. I have been working all day. But yesterday I think I played a remix of, Elastic Heart by Sia in the car because I had found it on SoundCloud and was sharing it with some friends in the car. It's an Elastic remix. I'm trying to see who remixed it. Can't figure out.
Ooh, we'll find it.
Found it online.
That's fun. That's really fun.
I found it on SoundCloud. Yeah, it's a remix of Elastic Heart. It's really good.
Yay!
Thank you.
Oh, thank
awesome.
You. I appreciate it.
That's it for this episode of the Fit Bottom Girls podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you like what you're hearing, feel free to subscribe to us on whatever platform you use to listen to podcasts. And if you love what you're hearing, yay, leave a few stars and a review. That would be amazing. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media channels for Fit Bottom Girls. Fit Bottom Zen, Fit Bottom Eats, and Fit Bottom Mamas. You just spell it all out and you will find us. Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Pinterest, Instagram. Believe me, you will find us. If you want to reach out to say hi, have a question about a recent episode or interview, feel free to email us at podcast@fitbottomgirls.com. And if books and movies are also your thing, check out the other podcast I co-host called Book Versus Movie, which you can find anywhere where you search for podcasts. Thank you so much once again for dropping by. And remember, a life filled with laughter is a life well lived. Bye.